It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. Long time no talk, right? If you're not sick of me yet, you will be in a couple of hours because we're back once again live from Delaware Academy, as this time it's the boys' contest between the Delhi Bulldogs and the Unitigo Spartans. I want to welcome you into the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. They wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. And this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. That is our Section 4 disclaimer for tonight's game. Boy, it's going to be hard to top that girls' game, a 46-45 victory for Delhi on a last-second shot. 3 seconds left, Olivia Wakin hits a jumper in the paint to keep Delhi undefeated in the MAC at 7-0. They're 14-1 overall. I'll be interested to see where they are in the state rankings this week. They were ranked, I believe, third last week, and they might move up to second, I'm not sure, but they're having a heck of a year and a ton of fun to watch. This boys' contest, always fun when Unitigo and Delhi get together, whether it be football, soccer, basketball. They just seem to have a fun little rivalry, and Unitigo desperately needs this win here tonight. They have been struggling as of late, lost to Windsor earlier this week, and just have been struggling to find the consistency that they had earlier in the year when they really came out of the gate, and they were playing very, very well for head coach Jim Knight. On the other side here for Delhi, they seem to be finding their stride, and I think a big piece of that is Nate Kraft doing what he does on the inside so well, the MVP of the MAC from a year ago. Of course, this is a team that won the MAC championship last year, and they're looking to repeat. They got to get into the top four, and right now I think they're in the top four conversation to get into the semifinal round, but they're going to have to play well down the stretch, and this is a game that they can't afford to lose here tonight, so they're going to have good play from Kraft on the inside, the 6'4" big man, and they're going to need guards to step up as well. They have a young trio of guards in Tyler Bruce, the sophomore, Alex Haight, the freshman, that are going to have to play very, very big here tonight against some big and physical guards for the Unitigo Spartans. I think Connor Akins as well, the junior, is going to have to step up as he has been lately as well. All right, we're going to take a quick break on the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show, and it's set to be a fun one here tonight between the Spartans and the Delhi Bulldogs. Of course, it's coaches versus cancer night. All the proceeds tonight will be staying local in the American Cancer Society, and it will be dedicated to research, services, and programs in Delaware County. And that's really what's great. And a lot of this, too, is great promotion for the Relay for Life of Delaware County, which is on Saturday, April 28th at the Delaware County Fairgrounds in Walton. For more details on that, you might want to get a team together. You can call 766-6925. That's 766-6925. Or you can visit online at relayforlife.org/Delaware County NY. That's relayforlife.org/Delaware County NY. If you've never done a Relay for Life, I highly suggested it. Vendors, games, food, bonfire, music, performances, prizes, a 50-50 raffle. But you get a team together, and you basically get sponsors to donate you, and it's an all-night walk. You take shifts walking around this dedicated track that they will have at the fairgrounds, and it goes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., so you're walking throughout various times of the day and the night, and it's just a lot of fun, and it really goes a long way, and I think with the proceeds staying local, it's even extra special. So it's our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, it'll be the Delhi and the Unitigo boys tipping off on CDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle to get you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit chambersohara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney or call 563-4311 or visit online at chambersohara.com.
If you heat with oil, here's great news from Rabideau Energy Products. Our Cash for Clunkers program replaces old fuel oil tanks with brand new ones. Just trade in that old tank. You'll receive a $250 credit and the use of a Gremlin tank monitor. Using Wi-Fi and a smartphone, the Gremlin system lets you monitor fuel oil levels right from your phone. Cash in your clunker now. Call Rabideau at 1-855-Rabideau.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
It's 2 for $5 at McDonald's in Sydney and Norwich. Choose from the Big Mac, Filet-O-Fish, 10-piece McNuggets, and Sausage Egg Cheese McGriddle. 2 for only $5 for a limited time at McDonald's in Sydney and Norwich. Remember, their drive-thru is open 24 hours Friday night until 1 a.m. Saturday night. And check out the $1, $2, and $3 menus at McDonald's, Delaware Avenue in Sydney, and on South Broad Street in Norwich. 2 for $5 ends January 24th.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, is brought to you by SFCU at Sydney Federal Credit Union. It's all about you. So we are getting set for our starting lineups here between Unitigo and Delhi. First, we will start with Unitigo and head coach Jim Knight. Interesting story about Jim Knight. He was with Unitigo for many years, left for a little while, came over here to Delhi as an assistant. Now he's back at Unitigo. So I'm sure it's a little funny for him to be back in this gym with his old team, which is his team again. So funny story there for head coach Jim Knight. For the Unitigo Spartans, they will have senior number 2, Cody Smith. Senior number 4, Cooper Thayer. Junior number 12, Noah Hotala. A senior, number 22, Dawson Wilsey, and a senior, their big man inside, number 34, Dean Reed. On the other side here for the Delhi Bulldogs, they are going to have sophomore, number 2, Tyler Bruce. They will have senior, number 4, Christian Aloisio. They will have number 10, he is a freshman, Alex Tate. A junior, number 12, Connor Akins, and the big man inside, senior, number 40, Nate Kraft. interesting to see. Christian Aloisio, I swear, earlier in the season when we saw them, he was wearing number 3. Now he's wearing number 4. Well, either way, he is one of the most dynamic players in the area to watch. Very fun, very fast, good hands on defense. And between him and Kraft, they are one of the best 1-2 combos in the MAC, that's for sure. So we're almost all set to go. Delhi is going to be in the home white uniforms with the gray and the maroon trim. It says Bulldogs across the front of the chest on their uniforms. For Unitigo, they are in the green road uniforms with the white trim and the gray trim as well. So it's Unitigo and white lettering across the front of the chest there. As we get set and ready to go, Dean Reed will jump it up at midcourt here for Unitigo. I would have to think that Nate Kraft is going to jump it up for the Delhi Bulldogs. I don't know how anything's going to top our girls game, where Delhi won 46-45 on a last-second jumper by Olivia Wake, and that was incredible. And here we go with the boys game about to get underway. Coaches versus Cancer Night here in Delhi. And we are off and running between the Spartans here and the Delhi Bulldogs. And wow, a steal by Tyler Bruce, and up and in for 2 points. As Unitigo had won the opening tip, Bruce came right in, swiped it. Now he's going to get another steal. He laid that first one up and in, and this one he is fouled on. Actually, no, they're not going to say he was fouled, just that it was knocked out of bounds. So a good opening play there by Tyler Bruce, and Delhi leads 2-0. 7:40 to go in this first quarter. Bulldogs will look to get it in. They find Christian Aloisio. The jumper no good. Nate Kraft is there. The big fella gets it to go and one. A chance for a three-point play coming up. Nate Kraft, good rebound position there as he's able to put it up and in. And looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. Here is the big man, Nate Kraft. 6'4", usually in the football program listed somewhere around 275. The young man gets the three-point play to go. He's got 3 points. Firm believer that if he dedicates himself, he could play basketball or football in college. He's a very talented guy on both the football field and the basketball court. Unitigo will break the press and to the near court. Here's those fast hands we talked about with Christian Aloisio. Finds Nate Kraft and a head now for Tyler Bruce. Bruce across for Connor Akins, up and in. Connor Akins off the feed from Tyler Bruce. And it's a 7-0 lead. And now another steal here for Delhi at midcourt for Akins. Wants to lay that one up and in, just misses the layup, and Dawson Wilsey comes down with a rebound, and Unitigo is going to call timeout. Actually, it'll be a timeout on the floor taken by the officials. It looked like maybe a split lip here for Cooper Thayer, and he's going to have to check out of the game. So who's going to check in here for the Unitigo Spartans? With 7:10 to go in the first quarter, just 50 seconds in, and Unitigo already finding themselves down 7-0. Some very quick steals and some layups has given Delhi this early lead just 50 seconds in. So Cooper Thayer being attended to over on the bench by head coach Jim Knight. And they haven't subbed anybody in yet. The officials are still over there taking a quick look at him here. I'm trying to see if it was a split lip or something else. It might have been a contact, actually, now that I'm looking at it. And Unitigo is going to take a timeout as Cooper Thayer continues to try to fix the situation over there. We'll keep you updated on that. We'll step away here for 30 seconds and be right back on CDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. The more I look at it, the more I have to think that it's a contact over on the far side for Cooper Thayer. So we'll hope that he is all right. And now Unitigo will bring it back up the floor out of that timeout. Here is Dawson Wilsey getting across midcourt. Wilsey will dish one here for Dean Reed on the far side. Reed puts it up, can't get it to go, gets it back again and puts it up and in. Dean Reed with the first bucket of the night for Unitigo, and it's 7-2. And back to the left wing side for Christian Aloisio. Now they go down low for Nate Kraft, lost control of it. Reed will scoop it up. Reed looking for Dawson Wilsey, and Wilsey will get it to the left side. Cooper Thayer's going to come right back in. Looks like he was able to fix that contact. And now a steal by Aloisio. Aloisio down the floor, tries to lay it up and in, and he does. Christian Aloisio, his first basket of the night, and he's going to have a chance for an and-one three-point play with 6.5 to go here in this first quarter. It's Delhi 9, Unitigo 2. So Cooper Thayer will come back in, and heading back to the bench will be Tyler Stein, who had just checked in for a quick moment there to replace Cooper Thayer. I'm glad it was a contact and not the split lip. It originally looked like maybe he was holding on to his lip and had to come out for some blood, but instead it was just the contact. So three-point play is up and good as Christian Aloisio gets the foul shot to go, and Delhi is off to a quick 10-2 lead with 6:25 to go in the first quarter here over Unitigo. And so the Spartans will inbound the ball after that foul shot with Cody Smith. Smith in the backcourt will find Dawson Wilsey, and he'll bring it up the floor. Wilsey gets it to midcourt, finds Cooper Thayer on the left side. Thayer gets down low in the paint, and he's fouled with 6:15 to go here in the first quarter. Good penetration there by Thayer, and was looking for the dish off, and tried to get it to the corner, instead was fouled. That foul will be here on Tristan Olsen. And now they'll get it down low, and Noah Hatala will put it up and in and make it 10-4. Good inbound play there run by the Spartans. Alex Haight on the far side, the freshman, into the corner. Will work one back up for Tyler Bruce. Now they high post for Connor Akins. Akins is fouled here by Hotala, who had a little reach in at the foul line. With 5:55 to go in the first quarter, it's Delhi 10, Unitigo 4 here in the second game of our doubleheader tonight, live from Delaware Academy on Coaches versus Cancer Night. Into the corner for Alex Haight. On the baseline, the floating jumper no good. Akins with the rebound, puts this one up and in. Connor Akins now with 4 points. And it's a 12-4 edge here for Delhi over Unitigo. To midcourt for Cooper Thayer. He gets back into the paint, takes it to the rim, and it's going to be a charge against Cooper Thayer as Nate Kraft planted his feet in the floor and was able to absorb the body and take the charge. Coming in will be Mike Griswold here for Delhi, and Tyler Bruce is going to go to the bench. So 5.5 to go in this first quarter, and it's a 12-4 lead for Delhi over Unitigo. As we said coming in, the Spartans have been struggling as of late, really since the Christmas break. They're trying to get back on the same page. Delhi just seems to be finding their groove here to start the second half of the season. Here's Aloisio, left baseline for Nate Kraft, puts it up and in, no. They'll say it was on the floor. And we'll see who the foul is on. This will be the fifth foul on Unitigo here in the opening quarter with 5:10 to go in this first quarter. Delhi leading 12-4. And so Delhi will get it in at the foul line. They find Christian Aloisio back into the corner here for Griswold. Back up Aloisio, pump fakes, passes down low for Kraft, goes up, blocked out of bounds. We'll stay with the Bulldogs. Good clean block there by Dean Reed on Nate Kraft. Quick inbounds play, and they'll find Aloisio on the right side, and he'll lay it up and in. Christian Aloisio now with 5 points. That's a team high so far. And Delhi opens up a 10-point lead, 14-4. Now a steal by Aloisio. He takes it down and will lay the left-handed layup up and in. Christian Aloisio with 7 points, and Delhi has jumped out to a 16-4 lead over Unitigo with 4:45 to go in the first quarter. We'll be right back on CDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers & O'Hara Riverside in Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, midsize, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers & O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Four and a half to go in the first quarter. Live here from Delaware Academy, it's a 16-4 lead. The Delhi Bulldogs on top of the Unico Spartans here in the second game of our doubleheader, the girls game you could not beat earlier tonight. Delhi hit a shot, Olivia Waken with 3 seconds left to win 46-45. Fantastic game. This is our second game here tonight from Delaware Academy. Down the floor for Alex Haight, running in transition. Christian Aloisio hit him with the pass, and all he had to do was lay it in. And it's 18-4, and Delhi is just flying here tonight, folks. We will see them again on Friday when they travel over the hill to take on the Sydney Warriors right here on CDO, so that's going to be a lot of fun as well. Coming up on 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Here is Dean Reed in the paint, tosses one up, can't get it to go, gets his own rebound, but travels as he put that one in. And with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter, it's 18-4. Delhi is on top of Unitigo. Quick look at the out-of-town scoreboard. I am told that the Walton boys have an 18-9 lead over Unadilla Valley at the end of the first quarter. That's another huge game that is going on tonight. I'm also told that the South Courtright girls right down the road here on Route 10 in the third quarter have a 27-24 lead over Stamford in the game of unbeaten teams in the Delaware League. So we'll keep you updated on that. Here is Christian Aloisio with a straightaway three-pointer off the mark, out of bounds. And the ball will go back to Unitigo with 3:50 to go in the first quarter. 18-4 is the score. The Delhi boys on top of Unitigo. The Spartans looking to get it across midcourt here in the Bulldogs logo. Left side for Cody Smith. Smith, dribble drive into the paint. Smith trying to take it all the way to the bucket. Up and in. Nice job there by Cody Smith of Unitigo. And it's 18-6 with 3.5 to go in the first quarter. Right side here for the Bulldogs. They'll get it back for Connor Akins. Delhi shooting the ball very well tonight. They go to the far side. And now they pass one back down low there for Nate Kraft. Intercepted. Dawson Wilsey trying to go coast to coast. High up off the glass. No good. Dean Reed with a rebound. Ripped it down and comes out of the scrum, as I thought Nate Kraft might steal it away, but he got it out of there just in time. And Unitigo will reset on offense as they go left to right. Here is Wilsey on the left side. Has his pocket picked. Here comes Aloisio. He's going to try to take it right to the rim, up and in. Christian Aloisio with 9 points. Boy, when he gets a steal, he looks like he's shot out of a cannon. This is the best I've seen him play this year. It's 20-6, and now another steal by this very active full-court press for DA. They pass down low for Nate Kraft, tipped out of his hands by Dawson Wilsey, and out of bounds with 2:40 to go in the first quarter. Delhi is going to go to the bench. Checking back in will be Tristan Olson, and also stepping in to the lineup here, I believe, will be Noah Shambaugh. And up the floor here for Unitigo as they get across the half-court timeline. This will be Dawson Wilsey. Wilsey on the left side of the floor. Dribble drive for Wilsey. We'll skip one back across for Cody Smith. Smith back for Wilsey in the corner. Spots up for three. Left it short. Rebound Connor Akins of Delhi, and they're looking to run with 2:20 to go here in the first quarter. Ahead for Aloisio, and the layup won't go. And the rebound for Unitigo. They bring it back down the left side of the floor. Looking for Andy Sheldon at the high post, and he finds Dean Reed. Reed gets into the paint. Little floating jumper there. Left it short. Rebound for Delhi. And an outlet pass here to Christian Aloisio. With 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, we're going to have a timeout taken here by the Bulldogs. With the score, Delhi 20 and Unitigo 6. We'll be right back on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household clean-out. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
A minute 45 to go in the first quarter. Out of the timeout, Unitigo with the ball. They'll find Dean Reed at midcourt. Now for Cody Smith, as the score is Delhi 20 and Unitigo 6. It's been all Bulldogs here in the early going. Now another steal by Connor Akins. Ahead, Akins will find Mike Griswold, who lays it up and in. And the rush just continues here for DA. With a minute 25 to go in this second quarter, it is Delhi 22 and Unitigo 6. And now another steal here at midcourt. This one from Tyler Bruce. He takes it down the length of the floor, can't get it to go. Rebound comes back out for Connor Akins. And Akins into the corner now for Mike Griswold as we come up on a minute to go in the first quarter. Pass down low, and for Chambon, he can't get it to go. He'll head to the line. So they just made a correction on the scoreboard, actually making it 23-6. Delhi on top of Unitigo here late in the first quarter. And heading to the line will be Noah Chambon. First shot for Chambon is off the back of the rim and no good, with a minute to go here in the first quarter. Boy, just seeing that guard combo out there, probably the best I've seen them look so far this year. Tyler Bruce, Christian Aloisio, and Alex Haight. Very active hands and very speedy guards in this set here tonight for Delhi. Second shot is up and good for Chambon. And so this will be a Delhi lead of 23-6 with a minute to go in the first quarter. And up the floor here for Cooper Thayer. Thayer's going to try to take it right to the rim. Lost control of it, out of bounds, and back to the Delhi Bulldogs. And that's been the kind of first quarter it has been here tonight for the Unitigo Spartans. Coaches versus cancer night. The fans are packed in here at Delaware Academy, and lots of pink going on here tonight to support the American Cancer Society. Here's Tristan Olsen, tries a pass into the low post. It was punched out of bounds there by Dawson Wilson. They say it actually deflected back off of Tristan Olsen, so it goes to Unitigo with 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. Unitigo will bring it up the floor and try to get it across the half-court timeline. Here is Cody Smith, and that trap is just waiting for him, and they won't get it across. 10-second violation. And so Delhi will get the ball back. Zach Carey is going to check in here for Unitigo with 30 seconds left in the first quarter. One of the soccer stars for the Unitigo Spartans now checking in. These two teams had a couple of good battles during the fall soccer season as well. And on the football field, too. Here's Nate Kraft back across for Tyler Bruce. For Mike Griswold, he steps in for a 10-footer off the back of the rim. Dawson Wilsey's guys for a rebound. Shot clock is off. Unitigo comes away with it. Here is Wilsey to midcourt, finding Andy Sheldon. Sheldon gets across the half-court timeline, finds Dean Reed with 10 seconds left. Reed in the paint, little up and under, and he traveled. With 6 seconds left, it's Delhi 23, Unitigo 6. Delhi's going to have a chance for one last shot here to end the first quarter. Bruce will walk it up the floor. Gets across the half-court timeline for Nate Kraft. Kraft for three at the buzzer and left it short, and that'll do it. End of the first quarter. It's the Delhi boys leading Unitigo 23-6. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties too. Call 967-3111.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Just a reminder, at halftime of this game here tonight, I'll have out-of-town score updates on other big games in the area tonight. There's a lot going on, and we'll be more than glad to keep you updated because I know it was tough with the weather and all the reschedules. A lot of good games just ended up falling on this night throughout the Delaware League, the Tri-Valley, and the MAC. So we'll try to keep you updated on all those scores during our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. So again, at halftime of this game, I'll have out-of-town score updates on other big games in the area tonight. As we start the second quarter here in Delhi, it's a 23-6 lead. The Delhi boys on top of Unitego, and they will have the ball to start the second half. Our first game tonight, as the ball gets tipped out of bounds and will stay with DA, was an instant classic. I can't wait to go back and listen on our game audio archive as the Delhi girls, Olivia Wakin, hit a jumper with 3 seconds left, and the Delhi girls held on for a 46-45 victory tonight over Unitego. It was a great game. Unitego with a steal. They run down the floor and out of bounds for Zach Carey. And the basketball is going to go back to Delaware Academy. And so, again, that's the kind of first half it has been here tonight for Unitego. Mistakes, a little bit of sloppy play, and just haven't been able to hold on to the basketball. Bunch of athletes on this team. They just haven't been able to figure it out here in the last couple of weeks. Here is Tyler Bruce with an entry pass down low for Aloisio. He's already got 9 points, looking to add to it here. Aloisio with a baseline drive, dishing one back off. Connor Akins, the jumper won't go. Nate Kraft scoops it up, puts it up, and he's fouled with 7:20 to go in the second quarter. Didn't make the shot, but will head to the line with Delhi ahead 23-6. At the end of the first quarter, Delhi held this 23-6 lead over Unitego. A very active full-court press from the Bulldogs led to a lot of steals and some easy layups, and Christian Aloisio with 9 points tonight for DA so far. Nate Kraft now with 4 points as he makes the first foul shot, and Dawson Wilsey will head to the bench for Unitego, and Tyler Stein will come back in here for the Spartans. Second shot coming here from Kraft, too strong, rebound for Andy Sheldon of Unitego. And the Spartans will bring it back up the floor. And another steal by Aloisio. He's got hands of gold here tonight as he just comes away with steal after steal. Ahead for Tyler Bruce, who can't finish the layup, and the Spartans will get the ball back to midcourt again. Here is Cooper Thayer trying to go coast to coast, lays it up off the glass and in. Cooper Thayer with his first basket of the night. So you have Smith, Thayer, Hotala, and Reed all with 2 points apiece as Unitego trails Delhi 24-8. Here is Alex Haight. Zips one across the top of the zone defense for Tyler Bruce. They work it back to the top of the clock here for Aloisio. For Bruce, down low in the corner for Kraft, and he's fouled on the floor with 6:40 to go in the second quarter. And heading to the line here. No, they won't say he was shooting. Or will they? Oh, no, I see. Okay. I was going to say, I didn't think Nate was shooting there, but he will go to the line because that's the eighth team foul here in the first half on the Unitego Spartans. I'm still thinking in the girls' game where they reset it every quarter now. When you get to five, that's when you're shooting. Kraft with the first foul shot up and good. He's got 5 points. When you do these doubleheaders, you got to be aware of those rule changes in between the two games. Kraft settling in here for his second shot for the Delhi Bulldogs. This one is up and good. He's got 6 points. 26-8, Delhi on top of Unitego with 6:40 to go in the second quarter. Spartans will look to get it across half court, left side, front of the scorer's table. Here is Andy Sheldon. Sheldon wants to take it right to the rim, up and in. Andy Sheldon, good take to the basket, and it's 26-10. Now Cooper Thayer with a steal at midcourt, but Delhi takes it right back. Here's Kraft going right to the rim. Sheldon blocks it out of bounds, and possession will stay with Delhi. Well, these last three trips down the floor, that's the most energy we've seen from Unitego tonight. Maybe they're starting to come alive a little bit here in the middle of the second quarter. And now the officials are going to get together and have a quick word about this. I'm not sure if they are unsure about if the ball was tipped before it went out of bounds or not. And they're still continuing to talk about this. They're walking back up near midcourt, and they're going to go over to the scorer's table here to have a quick word with the official bookkeepers there, and not exactly sure what they're breaking down here. We'll have to keep an eye on this. And want to remind you folks that our web stream tonight is courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union at SFCU. It's all about you. Always glad to have our listeners on the web along, as well as all our local listeners on WCDO. So underneath the basket, nothing has changed on the scoreboard. Nothing, no possession changes, anything like that. And so we'll finally get back underway. I'm still not exactly sure what the holdup was there, but apparently everything is fixed. Could be just getting something official in the book. Could be as simple as that, as the ball knocked out of bounds before Delhi could get it in. Packed house here tonight at Delaware Academy for the girls and the boys contests here as Unitego comes to town on Coaches versus Cancer Night. Delhi gets it into the top of the key for Alex Haney. Tried a backdoor pass that was too far in front of Tyler Bruce. Ball sails out of bounds and will go back to Unitego with 6:10 to go in the second quarter. So Unitego will look to bring it up the floor here with Tyler Stein. Stein on the right side goes back for Zach Carey at midcourt, finding Cooper Thayer. Thayer lost control of the basketball. Here comes Connor Aiken trying to take it right to the rack. Puts it up and in, and he's fouled. Connor Aiken gets it to go. He's got 6 points, and he'll go to the line trying to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Just 2 minutes into the second quarter, Delhi 28 and Unitego 10. And substitution is going to come into the ball game here, as Cooper Thayer is going to have a seat, and Cody Smith will check back in for Unitego with 6 minutes to go here in the second quarter, as Jim Knight tries to continue to find a solution on the floor that will work here in terms of a lineup. Shot is off the mark and no good. Unitego will come away with it. And to midcourt here for Zach Carey. Dribbled it off his foot, out of bounds, and it will go back to Delhi. Unitego just continues to struggle breaking this press and getting anything to go. Delhi will get the ball back at midcourt, going right to left on your radio dial. To the left side here for Tyler Bruce. Now Christian Aloisio left side for Alex Haight. Back across for Tyler Bruce. Down low for Aikens, takes it right to the rim, can't get it to go. Rebound here for Unitego. Tyler Stein was there to clean it up. Left side for Stein is Unitego in the dark green uniforms with the gray and the white trim. They go left to right. Left side for Cody Smith. Smith back across for Zach Carey. 15 on the shot clock. Carey down low, finding Caden Clow. He spots up for a jumper. It's off the mark. And a rebound ahead for Aloisio. He wants to take it all the way, and he's fouled by Zach Carey, who wasn't going to let him go in for the smooth layup. And Aloisio will go to the line. That's the ninth team foul, or actually the tenth, here against the Unitego Spartans in the first half. Only three against the Delhi Bulldogs. So stepping to the line will be the senior, Christian Aloisio, already with 9 points for DA. He's into double figures. That shot is up and good. He now has 10 points. And the second shot coming here for Aloisio. And it's good. So Aloisio with 11 points. It's a 20-point advantage. And now another steal as Delhi leads 30-10. Here's Alex Haight. Takes it right to the rim, up and in. Alex Haight with 4 points, and it's 32-10. Another steal by Delhi on the inbounds pass. They go to Connor Aikens, and he's fouled with 5:05 to go here in the second quarter. Wow. This full court pressure has just got Unitego reeling here. They are unable to get the ball inbounds, and if they do, they're struggling to get it to midcourt, as this press has just been very, very strong here for Delhi. Aikens to the line. First one is good. So Connor Aikens now with 7 points. Tyler Stein is going to go to the bench, and Noah Hotala will come back in for Unitego. With the score, Delhi 33 and Unitego 10. Back to the line here for Connor Aikens, and he goes 2 for 2. He's got 8 points. So you have Aloisio with 11, Aikens with 8, and Kraft with 6 for Delhi. Full court pressure is still on with 4:55 to go in the second quarter. It's 34-10. And across midcourt, here is Dean Reed. Reed, left side, Zach Carey for 3. Left it short. Ball is loose in the paint. We'll see what the call is underneath. This one will be on Nate Kraft. Didn't really see anything wrong, as Kraft was just trying to box out Noah Hotala, who was there. And so Kraft will pick up that foul. With 4:45 to go in the second quarter, Nate Kraft will head to the bench and have a quick word with head coach Warren Kelly. Delhi gets it back in, and Zach Carey will take it to the rim, and he's fouled by Kraft's replacement, Noah Shambaugh. And so back to the line for Unitigo will be Zach Carey. 10 points up on the board for Unitigo, two apiece from Cody Smith, Cooper Thayer, Noah Hatala, Andy Sheldon, and Dean Reed, and now one from Zach Carey. So he gets it to go. Second shot coming here for Zach Carey, the senior guard. Second shot is up and good for Zach Carey. He's got 2 points. So the score, 34-12. Delhi on top of Unitigo with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Our Marabito Energy Products halftime report will be coming up in just a few minutes. Here's Alex Haight in the corner. Hits it from downtown. He's got 7, and it's 37-12. Delhi on top of Unitigo with 4:15 to go in the second quarter. Pass down low for Caden Cloud. Puts it up, and a traveling violation on Caden Cloud. And so the turnover will give the ball back to the Delhi Bulldogs with a 37-12 lead. Here is Alex Haight back across for Christian Aloisio. Aloisio holds on to it, now finds Tyler Bruce in the corner for Haight. Down low for Shambaugh. Back to the far side, Aloisio. Pump fakes, leaves it back off. Connor Akins, spot up jumper for Akins. Splash is good. Akins has got 10, so you have two guys in double figures. Aloisio with 11 and Akins with 10 for Delhi. With 3:45 to go before the halftime break, it's 39-12. Another steal for Delhi. Ahead for Tyler Bruce from midcourt. Can't get it to go. Rebound from Bruce. Finds Aloisio, and now they'll slow it down. And they'll work it around on offense. Back to Aloisio in the corner for three. From downtown, Aloisio's got 14. And Delhi just continues to pour it on here with 3:20 to go in the second quarter. They lead 39-12. Here is Dean Reed at midcourt. Lost control of it to Shambaugh. A steal ahead now for Aloisio. Can't get the layup to go. Shambaugh is there. Puts it up twice. Can't get it to go, but he's fouled and will head to the line. So Shambaugh will step in. The officials went over to the scorers table there before and we couldn't figure it out as Delhi leads 41-12. They have not changed who the foul was on throughout the first half here at all, as Shambaugh gets the first to go. So they've been able to update everything on the scoreboard except who the foul is actually on, and that has been frozen and has not moved on either scoreboard here in the gym in the first half. So maybe they can rectify that during the halftime break, and I'm assuming maybe the officials just went over and wanted to ask about that. Shambaugh, second shot is no good, but Delhi maintains a 42-12 lead with 3 minutes to go before the halftime break. Unitigo's going to have to find a way to shut things down here on defense. In case you're just joining us, it's a doubleheader tonight. Coaches versus cancer here from Delaware Academy. A straightaway three for Unitigo is off the mark. Caden Cloud with a rebound as he kicks it back out. The girls' game was an instant classic earlier as Unitigo dribbles it out of bounds here with Caden Cloud. And Delhi will get it back. A shot by Olivia Wakin with 3 seconds left. A jumper in the paint lifts the Lady Bulldogs to a 46-45 victory over Unitigo tonight. So that game was at 5:30. Boy, it was a fantastic ball game. And the boys' game was to follow, and it's been all Delhi so far. With 2.5 to go here in the second quarter, now a steal by Dawson Wilsey. Wilsey gets to midcourt. Down the left side, Wilsey takes it all the way to the rim. No good. Rebound for Dean Reed. Reed wants to put it back up, holding on to it here. Pump fakes, off the glass and good for Dean Reed. He has 4 points, and it's 42-14 as we come up on 2 minutes to go before the halftime break. Here is Alex Haight into the corner now, dishing one off here for Chris Hillis. Hillis lost control of the handle, and getting back across half court will be Cody Smith here for Unitigo. And to the far side for Dawson Wilsey. Wilsey with a little dribble drive wants to try to get to the rack here for Unitigo. The floating jumper won't go. Rebound loose on the floor. Picked up by the Delhi Bulldogs. Tristan Olsen will get across midcourt with 1:40 to go in the second quarter. Finds Alex Haight in the corner for three. Got it. Pure looking stroke from Alex Haight. He's got 10 points. And with 1.5 minutes to go in the second quarter, it is Delhi 45 and Unitico 14. Here's Noah Hatala. Gets down low and finds Dean Reed. Reed pump fakes in the lane. Puts up the jumper off the back of the rim and no good. Rebound for Delhi again, and they're looking to run. Here is Alex Haight as we come up on a minute to go, and he'll lay it up and in. Alex Haight looking silky smooth, and he's got 12 points now. And it's 47-14 with a minute to go in the second quarter. Back across midcourt, here is Dawson Wilsey. Wilsey outside the three-point line. Goes down low. Dean Reed has his shot blocked. Keeps it inbounds and finds Noah Hatala. Hatala along the sideline. Lost it out of bounds. And it's going to go back to the Delhi Bulldogs. They are approaching 50 points here in the first half. It's just not something you see every day. As Delhi again leads 47-14. So we come up on our halftime break. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll have an out-of-town score update for you from several key local games that tipped off tonight at 7:30. Delhi gets it into the corner. Now to the top of the key for Alex Haight. Haight into the lane. The jumper is no good, but he's fouled with 35 seconds to go in this second frame. Again, our score, Delhi leading 47-14. Over visiting Unitego here on Coaches versus Cancer night. We'll talk about that during our halftime break, but some of the out-of-town scores we'll have to get you caught up with. Some big-time games going on, especially in the MAC. The UV boys hosting Walton tonight, and then in the Delaware League, two undefeated teams in league play, the Stamford girls and South Courtright. That game started a little early, so we might be close to having a final in that game, too. Here is Haight at the line. First shot for Haight, or second shot, I should say, is off the mark. No good. 47-14. Back up the floor as Haight goes 0-for-2. Hotala is fouled as he tried to get into the lane by Mike Griswold with 27 seconds to go before the halftime break. Foul is on the floor, and Cody Smith will inbound the basketball underneath the Unitego bucket. Gets it in for Caden Clough, who will pass one across for Tyler Ennis. Ennis will work it across back for Noah Hatala. Hatala on the right side of the floor has his pocket picked, but Caden Clough is there to scoop it up. Clough, chest pass across for Ennis. Wants a three-pointer. It's too long. Rebound here for Tristan Olsen with 8 seconds left for Delhi. He's looking to run the floor. Tried to dish one across the floor to Alex Haight. Lost control of it, and they'll chuck it down the court, and that'll do it for the first half. With our score, Delhi 47, Unitego 14. Halftime show coming up. We'll be right back on CDO.
If you heat with oil, here's great news from Rabideau Energy Products. Our Cash for Clunkers program replaces old fuel oil tanks with brand new ones. Just trade in that old tank. You'll receive a $250 credit and the use of a Gremlin tank monitor. Using Wi-Fi and a smartphone, the Gremlin system lets you monitor fuel oil levels right from your phone. Cash in your clunker now. Call Rabideau at 1-855-Rabideau.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Attention young adults, are you looking to take the next step in your life? Are you interested in serving your community and your country? The U.S. Air Force could be your answer. For a no-pressure interview, please contact Technical Sergeant Mark Baldenegro in Oneonta. His office is in the Clinton Plaza on Main Street. Please call for an appointment today, 432-6780. That's 432-6780. See what the U.S. Air Force can do for you. Not sure about enlisting? Talk to Sergeant Mark about community service opportunities in our area to get a feel for what the Air Force team is all about. Aim high with the U.S. Air Force. For a local, no pressure interview, call 432-6780. That's 432-6780.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Are you looking to buy or sell real estate locally? Need expert advice? Call Stacy Frazier at Keller Williams Realty, 31 Main Street in Oneonta.
Dealing in residential, land, and commercial listings, Keller Williams is there for you.
Providing the utmost marketing in today's real estate market, Stacy Frazier is a proud sponsor of local high school basketball on WCDO.
Willing all the local teams their best performance, especially the Franklin Purple Devils and Unitigo Spartans.
Call Stacy with your real estate questions today at 434-9538
or visit online at stacymfrazier.com.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Live tonight from Delaware Academy here at in Delhi. Our halftime score, the Delhi boys leading Unitigo 47-14. We'll get you through our scoring summary here in just a moment. But in case you didn't tune in earlier, the girls' game was an instant classic with Delhi winning 46-45. Olivia Wakin canned a jumper with about 3 seconds left in the paint to win that ball game. With 12 seconds left, Unitigo's Bailey Faulkner had put in a shot, and it really looked like Unitigo was going to come back, you know, from seven, I think they were 7 or 8 points down a couple of times to win this ball game. And Unitigo starts three freshmen and a sophomore, and they are just such a team that is just such on the cusp. You know, they are a really good basketball team. They dropped a game to Deposit Hancock in overtime, 48-46 on Friday, and then another heartbreaker here tonight, but they're showing that they can play with anybody in the league. But now we're on to our boys' game, and it's our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report, of course, brought to you by Mirabito. Remember, when you use your Mirabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Mirabito. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. And let's go through our scoring summary. First here for Delhi. A game-high 14 points so far for Christian Aloisio, 12 for Alex Haight, 10 for Connor Akins, 6 for Nate Kraft, and 2 for Noah Shambaugh. I really thought it was the full-court press that got the job done for Delhi. With Bruce, Aloisio, Griswold, Haight, Akins, I mean, all those guards were just doing everything they could to get steal after steal, including Aloisio. I think the best word maybe to describe him is slippery. He's just great. He's kind of always getting in and out of those passing lanes. He's able to get in there and steal it. He's a slippery guy, and he's just able to get it done. So Aloisio gets in with 14 points, Haight with 12, and Akins with 10. On the other side for Unitigo, 4 points. That's the game, or the team high, I should say, for Dean Reed, and then two apiece for Cody Smith, Cooper Thayer, Noah Hatala, Andy Sheldon, and Zach Carey. We're going to take a small break, but we'll be right back and talk a little bit about more about Coaches versus Cancer Night here at Delaware Academy as they raise money for locals in Delaware County, and that will all go to the American Cancer Society. So again, our halftime score, the Delhi boys leading 47-14 over Unitigo. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. It is our Mirabito Halftime Report. Remember, when you use your Mirabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Mirabito. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. A couple of out-of-town scores to pass along. Looks like South Courtright girls have defeated Stamford 48-31. I thought that was going to be pretty much a nail-biter game, but SK getting the job done as they win 48-31 up the road here on Route 10 over the Stamford Lady Indians, and both those teams were undefeated in league play. The Walton boys bouncing back from a tough loss to Oxford last week. They are ahead 32-17 over Unadilla Valley at the half on the road. UV was lights out last week and just looked absolutely unstoppable, but Walton is finding a way to do that tonight. And one other game of note that I wanted to pass along, the Cooperstown boys, who are state-ranked in Class C, are up 35-32 to start the fourth quarter against Milford, who's a very good team in the Tri-Valley. So those two schools only separated by 8 miles, but don't really get to play each other all that much in some sports because they're technically in different sections. Cooperstown's in 3, Milford's in 4, in different leagues, and so they rarely get to play each other. But this year they've played each other in soccer, they're playing in basketball, and they do share some teams as well, so that's kind of a nice touch. This year they're sharing some bowling team players as well as some football players when they went to 8-man football this year, so that's always nice to see. But that's a big time matchup tonight, Cooperstown and Milford boys. We'll keep you updated on all those games. We'll take one last quick break on the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Third quarter coming up with the score, Delhi 47, Unitego 14, boys MAC action tonight. I'm Nate Lull on CDO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otego is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otego today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays from 7 to 3. Good luck, area athletes from Jake's Deli of Otego.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
47-14, the Delhi boys on top of Unitego to start the third quarter here on WCDO. I'm Nate Lull. I'll take you the rest of the way tonight. The girls' contest earlier was absolutely fantastic, with Delhi hitting a jumper to win 46-45 with 3 seconds left. The boys' contest a little bit more wide open here with Delhi on top 47-14. Unitego will get the ball to start the second half. They go right to left on your radio dial. They're in the green uniforms with the white trim. Delhi's in the white uniforms with the maroon trim. Unitego with the ball. They'll work it down low for Dawson Wilsey. Dishes one off for Dean Reed on the right side. Reed will take it to the rim. Can't get it to go. Rebound shot. That won't go either. Cooper Thayer is there to clean up the mess. The jumper for Thayer is off the mark. And a rebound now for Aloisio. Ahead now for Nate Kraft. Catches it over his shoulder. Bounces it to Tyler Bruce. Ahead now for Alex Haight. And up and in. A passing clinic there as Haight is able to finish off. And he now has 14 points. And Delhi leads 49-14 with 7 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Down low, Noah Hatala is able to get a little turnaround shot to go up and in. And Noah Hatala now with 4 points for Unitigo, and it's 49-16. Early part of the third quarter here tonight from Delaware Academy. Here's Christian Aloisio on the right side. Dishes one off for Nate Kraft, the big fella looking to finish. Can't get it to go. Rebound, swooping in is Connor Akins. And now for Aloisio, dishes it off. Tried to get it back to Kraft once again. Tipped out of bounds and will go to Unitigo. So Unitigo will walk the ball up the floor here with Cody Smith. Crosses the half-court timeline here on Coaches versus Cancer Night as all the money tonight will stay in Delaware County and go to the American Cancer Society. Dawson Wilsey with a three ball for Unitigo. That's no good. And a rebound for Alex Haight, and the freshman who has looked very good tonight, very smooth, good-looking shot, will get to the high post. Now finding Connor Akins. Akins on the baseline. We'll go to the high post for Nate Kraft. Kraft in the lane. Turn around, little baby hook up and in for Nate Kraft, and he gets it to go. Kraft with 8 points, and it's 51-16 with 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Right side of the floor for Cody Smith. Spot up jumper, left it short. And here is Christian Aloisio back up the floor. Aloisio gets across the half-court timeline. Leaves one off here for Alex Haight. Up and in. Haight's got 16. This is the best I've seen him play in his young career. Here is Cooper Thayer. Tries to dribble through traffic. Still manages to get into the paint. Blocked by Connor Akins. Thayer will chase it back out to midcourt. And now finally has his pocket picked by Alex Haight. Ahead now for Connor Akins. Akins will put it up and in. And Akins will get it to go. Akins now with 12 points, and a timeout is taken by Unitigo. With 5.5 to go in the third quarter, it's 55-16, Delhi on top of the Spartans on CDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Out of the timeout, Unitigo with the basketball. They trail Delhi 55-18 with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Another steal for Delhi. Can't wait to see the stat sheet tonight to see how many steals as a team they come up with. In the lane, Alex Haight was trying to go coast-to-coast and is fouled on the floor by Cooper Thayer. This will be the first foul on either team here in the second half. Again, I don't think we're going to be able to know each player's foul because it appears to be stuck on the scoreboard. And we're just going to have to do the best we can. With 4:55 to go in this third quarter, it's 55-18. Here's Nate Kraft with a pull-up jumper. Ball is off the mark. Scooped up here by Tyler Bruce. Lost in the paint. And coming away with it will be Dean Reed's going to take it all the way down and put it up and in. Dean Reed with 8 points. And back up the floor they come with 4.5 to go in this third quarter. And here is Alex Haight crossing the half-court timeline. Haight into the corner now finding Nate Kraft. Kraft will lay one up and in. Kraft with 10 points. And back up the floor with the score of 57 to 20. Delhi on top of Unitega with 4:15 to go third quarter. Here's Cody Smith with a floating jumper right side. Won't go down. Delhi with another rebound as the Bulldogs continue to push the pace. They go to Kraft. He gets in the paint, tipped away, and Unitega will come up with it. Back the other way for Noah Blake. He tried a long full-court pass ahead to Dean Reed. It connects. Reed lays it up and in, and he's fouled. Dean Reed is starting to come alive. He's the first Unitega Spartan into double figures. He's got 10 points, and he'll go to the line trying to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. I thought Dean Reed took some great steps in his game last year and has continued into this season. And, you know, Unitega got off to a great start this season with a couple of high-quality wins. They were actually in the honorable mention state rankings early in the year, but the last two or three weeks has just not been how they started the season. As Dean Reed's able to get it to go, he's got 11 points. He's immediately going to come to the bench, and Andy Sheldon will check in here for Unitega. With 3:50 to go in the third quarter, it's Delhi 57, Unitega 23. Here's Tyler Bruce with the ball for Delhi on the left side of the floor. Outside the three-point line, Bruce with a nice move, takes it to the rim, lays it up and in. Tyler Bruce with 4 points, doing a nice job. And Delhi increases the lead to 59-23 with 3.5 to go in this third quarter. Left side, long shot here for Cooper Thayer from downtown, and he gets it to go. And Unitega is starting to heat up a little bit. Big hole to climb out of, though, down 59-26 with 3:15 to go in the third quarter. Here is Tyler Bruce at the top of the key. Bruce with a little dribble drive gets into the paint. He is fouled, laid it up off the glass. Foul will be on the floor with 3:05 to go third quarter. I'm Nate Lowell. Thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDO. Glad to bring you this doubleheader live from Delhi tonight. The girls' game was a one-point victory, 46-45 on a jumper with 3 seconds left for Olivia Wakin. As Delhi escaped, the Delhi girls improved to 14-1 on the year. 7-0 now in the MAC. Delhi boys looking to make it a clean sweep here tonight as they will dish one off to Mike Griswold. He gets his second bucket of the night. He now has 4 points. And it is Delhi 61, Unitega 26 with 2:50 to go in the third quarter. Now a foul down low as Cody Smith went shoulder to shoulder with a defender down in the paint. It looks like we'll have an injury timeout here with 2:50 to go in the third quarter. We're going to step away with the score. Delhi 61, Unitega 26, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
That was a quick injury timeout as Cody Smith was able to bounce right back up off the floor. I think he maybe just got the wind knocked out of him. And the Bulldogs will steal it away here from Unitega and bring it back down the floor. They'll go to Noah Shambaugh underneath, and he is fouled by Andy Sheldon with 2.5 to go in this third quarter. It's 61-26. The Delhi boys on top of Unitega here late in the third quarter on WCDO. Thanks for joining us as well on WCDOsports.com. Glad to have you along. Thanks for following us on Twitter tonight as well. We're trying to keep you updated with as many scores as we can as Shambaugh gets the first one to go. If you want to follow me on Twitter anytime, you can just search my username, which is at Nate Lull, N-A-T-E-L-U-L-L, like lullaby. Or you can go to WCDOsports.com. There's a button right there. You click it, and it'll take you through all the instructions. As Shambaugh goes 2 for 2, and he's got 4 points, and it's Delhi 63, Unitega 26, with 2:20 to go in the third quarter. It's been all Bulldogs here tonight in our boys' contest of the doubleheader. Left side of the floor, they go down low for Nate Kraft, intercepted. Kraft is looking to run, and off to the race as he comes. Kraft, the big fella, dribbling on the left side, has his pocket picked by the small guard here, Noah Blake. Blake takes it down the floor, tosses it up, and a traveling violation. Boy, he did everything there except shuffled his feet as he went up for the right-handed layup, and the officials caught him for it. With 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, it's all Delhi here, 63-26. Aloisio will get across the half-court timeline. Aloisi, a little shake and bake move to the far side here for Griswold. Griswold gets into the paint from left to right. Back out right side for Aloisio. Now for Tristan Olsen in the corner. Directing traffic with 15 on the shot clock. They go down low to Shambaugh through his hands and out of bounds. He wants that one back. Couldn't hold on. And possession to Unitigo. A minute 40 to go in the third quarter with the score 63-26. The Delhi boys on top of visiting Unitigo here tonight. Coaches versus cancer tonight. As into the corner for Zach Carey, a three ball here for Unitigo. Zach Carey now with 5 points. Aloisio walks it back up the floor as we come up on a minute to go here in the third quarter with the score Delhi 63, Unitigo 29. Down low for Kraft, blocked by Andy Sheldon, and out of bounds it goes. That's the thing. I think Unitigo has done a good job with their interior defense on Kraft, but it's been the guards that have been very pesky tonight for Delhi. Here's Nate Kraft on the inbounds pass, through his hands, out of bounds, and it'll go to Unitigo. As we just hit 1 minute to go here in the third quarter with the score 63-29, the Delhi boys on top of visiting Unitigo. The Spartans get it across the half-court timeline, into the corner again for Zach Carey. Carey with a dribble drive, splits the double team as they tried to sandwich him in there, and we'll have a whistle on a foul against Delhi. This one will be on Nate Kraft. And that will be the team's third foul. So three fouls apiece on Delhi and on Unitigo. Into the corner again for Zach Carey. And Zach Carey now with 8 points. So you have Dean Reed with 11, Zach Carey with 8, and Cooper Thayer with 5 for Unitigo. So we're down to 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. 63-32 the score. Griswold will take it to the rim for Delhi. Blocked out of there. Unitigo comes away with the loose ball. They get back across the half-court timeline. Aloisio with a heck of a steal on the left side. Aloisio takes it right to the basket. Layup won't go. Griswold is there. Cleans it up. His shot on the left-handed rebound. Layup won't go. Aloisio was there for another chance, and now he'll back it out. And they're going to play for the final shot of the quarter here after missing those two layups. Aloisio into the left wing corner for Nate Kraft as they go left to right. We're under 10 seconds left. Here's Kraft at the left elbow. Back up for Griswold. Into the corner for Tristan Olsen. Baseline drive, a little jumper at the buzzer. No good. At the end of the third quarter, it's Delhi 63, Unitigo 32. We'll be back with the start of the fourth quarter on CDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Frazier Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Frazier Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Frazier Builders of Franklin.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Let's get you updated on some out-of-town scores. The South Courtright girls defeating Stanford 48-31. And let's see, I wanted an update on that UV and Walton score. Looks like Walton is up 63-52 with about a minute left in that ball game. So I know a lot of you MAC basketball boy fans will be, boys basketball fans will be interested in that score. So we'll keep you updated on that once it goes final as well. Starting the fourth quarter here, the Delhi boys will get it down low to Noah Shambaugh, who puts it up and in. Shambaugh now with 6 points, and he'll go to the line as he's fouled for the three-point play opportunity. with the score 65-32, and Unitico's going to take a timeout. We'll step away for 60 seconds and be right back on CDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
It's 2 for $5 at McDonald's in Sydney and Norwich. Choose from the Big Mac, Filet-O-Fish, 10-piece McNuggets, and Sausage Egg Cheese McGriddle. 2 for only $5 for a limited time at McDonald's in Sydney and Norwich. Remember, their drive-thru is open 24 hours Friday night until 1 a.m. Saturday night. And check out the $1, $2, and $3 menus at McDonald's, Delaware Avenue in Sydney, and on South Broad Street in Norwich. 2 for $5 ends January 24th.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Early fourth quarter action here live from Delaware Academy. Nate Lull with you on WCDO. It's the Delhi boys leading Unitego 66-32. It's the second game of our doubleheader tonight. The girls' contest was a fantastic finish with Delhi hitting a jumper with 3 seconds left to win 46-45. Olivia Wakin making that jumper to defeat Unitego. That was a great game. Right now, the Delhi boys on top 66-32 with 7 minutes left in regulation. Unitego with the basketball going right to left. Left side here for Zach Carey, who has been great off the bench. 8 points for Unitego for Zach Carey. They'll work into the corner now for Noah Blake. He takes it to the rim. It's off the mark. Rebound for Tyler Ennis, and he'll kick it back out. And the shot clock will go off as that shot just a minute ago by Noah Blake hit the side of the backboard, didn't hit the rim, stayed in play though, and Unitego didn't realize that the shot clock was winding down. And so Delhi will get the ball back here with 6:55 to go in the fourth quarter, trying to pick up a nice win here at home in league play. Pass down low is intercepted here by Tyler Ennis, and back up the floor for Unitego. Into the left wing corner here for Zach Carey. Fires up a three. It's off the back of the rim. Aloisio with a rebound. Aloisio trying to go all the way, and he is fouled by Zach Carey. And we'll have a whistle with 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter as Carey and Aloisio both go flying down to the floor. No ill will there, just a good play, and they both got kind of caught at a funny angle. And the foul is on Carey, and Aloisio will step to the line. Christian Aloisio with 14 points here tonight, the senior, stepping up to the line to shoot two. First one is up and good for Aloisio. So for Delhi, you have Alex Haight, the freshman, with 16 points. The senior, Christian Aloisio, with 15. The junior, Connor Akins, with 12. And the senior, Nate Kraft, with 10. Good balanced scoring tonight for the Bulldogs. Second one is up and good. So Aloisio and Alex Haight, both with 16. They might have some battling left to do for some of our post-game honors here tonight. 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter. And to the left side of the floor, here is Nate. Zach Carey getting fouled by Nate Kraft. No, they won't call it. Back the other way. Up and in for Tristan Olsen. Olsen is able to lay it up and in. On the other end, I thought maybe they were going to get a whistle there as Zach Carey went to the rim, and Nate Kraft got a little bit of a piece of him, but instead the ball came loose. Delhi comes back down. They'll put it in. They now lead 70-32. Back the other way for Unitego, taking it to the rim. Here is Zach Carey, and this time he is fouled, and will head to the line. Foul will be on Noah Shambaugh, and that will be the team's fourth. So both teams with 4 fouls apiece with 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And to the line, this will be Zach Carey, looking to maybe get into double figures. First shot is off the mark and no good. So you have Dean Reed with 11, Zach Carey with 8. He's at the line right now, and Cooper Thayer with 5. Noah Hotala with 4 for Unitego. Second shot coming here for Carey. And this one hits both sides of the rim and then pops free. So he comes up empty, 0 for 2 at the line. It is Delhi 70, Unitego 32. Into the corner now for Delhi as they go left to right. They'll work one free here. And it's knocked out of bounds. and it will stay, it looks like here, with Delhi. Here is Shambaugh outside, and we'll pass one over to Christian Hardy, who's checked into the ball game. With 5:35 to go in the fourth quarter, they'll take it to the rim here, and it's knocked out of there. Unitego back up the floor on the right side. Now we'll find Noah Blake. His left-handed layup is no good. Hardy with a rebound, and he'll kick one out to the far side and back up the floor for Shambaugh. Shambaugh tosses one up. Can't get it to go. Rebound here for Tyler Ennis. And Ennis will bring it back down the floor into the corner now for Caden Clow. Clow is back across for Ennis. Fires up a three ball. Got it. Tyler Ennis from downtown. And the junior gets his first basket of the night. It's 70-35 with 4:55 to go in this fourth quarter. And here is Olsen passing to the right side for Griswold. He gets into the paint. Spot up jumper. Can't get it to go. Rebound loose on the floor. Picked up here by Chris Hillis of Delhi. Hillis with the basketball. We'll reverse it to the far side for Olsen, but it's intercepted by Noah Blake here of Unitego. Blake down the left side as Unitego goes right to left. Zips it across looking for Ennis. Ball knocked out of bounds and last touched there by the Delhi Bulldogs. 4.5 to go in this fourth quarter. 70-35 to score. Delhi on top of Unitego here in the second game of this doubleheader. Left side, Caden Clow. Spot up for two. That was a long two, about a 20-footer off the mark. And a rebound up the floor here for Delhi with Tristan Olsen. Olsen will leave one for Mike Griswold. Griswold at the top of the key now comes to the right side as Delhi goes left to right on your radio dial. Here is Olsen trying to take it all the way to the rim. Can't get it to go. Rebound for Caden Clow. Good strong rebound there from Clow. The sophomore brings it back up the floor. Into the corner for Tyler Ennis. There's another one of those three balls. Left this one short. Clow is there to pick it up. Can't get the rebound shot to go. Ball is loose on the floor. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it here. And finally, Delhi will come away with it with Tristan Olsen. He came out of the bottom of the dog pile with the basketball. Tries a long pass ahead here to Shambaugh. He spots up and is able to knock it down for three. Big-time three-pointer there with 3.5 to go in the fourth quarter. And it is Delhi 73 and Unitego 35. And the bench erupted there as he was able to hit that shot. Always nice to see some of those guys get in and make a contribution like that. With 3:20 to go in this fourth quarter, both teams going deep into the bench now. Zach Carey will come to the bench. Looks like he will end his night with 8 points. And Tyler Stein will come back in for Unitego. Left side of the floor here for Noah Blake. He spots up for two and he's able to knock it down. Noah Blake, excellent goalkeeper from the boys soccer team at Unitego, is able to hit that jumper. And it's 73-37 with 3 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Make sure you stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll give out our five awards that we have here tonight. We have our broadcast awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. We have our Lance Thomas Licensed Real Estate Salesperson Benson Agency Award to give out, and we also have our Jake's Deli Extra Effort Award to give out tonight. So we did that for the girls' game. We'll do it for the boys' game as well. So a lot of worthy candidates for tonight's game, and we will announce those all during our post-game show coming up in just a few minutes. 2:45 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Delhi 73, Unitego 37. Into the corner now for Cody Smith from downtown. He's able to get that one to go. And a three ball there makes it 73-40. Unitego has played a much better second half, but that big first half and the full court pressure from Delhi was just too much. We'll see Delhi again this Friday when they're on the road in Sydney. That'll be a 7:15 tip-off between the Bulldogs and the Warriors, set to be a good one. 2:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Delhi back down the floor going left to right. Ball knocked out of bounds. And that was Chris Hillis, was trying to take it to the rack, went off his leg and out of play. Connor Griffin will check in here for Unitego with 2:10 to go. Really looking forward on Friday night as well, as Sydney's going to have a pregame ceremony for Mike Brzee, longtime head coach, for earning his 400th victory as a coach earlier this year in his career. So that'll be a lot of fun on Friday night. And stepping in for a jumper here is Mike Griswold. He has 6 points. And it's Delhi 75 and Unitego 40. So make sure you tune in a little bit early on Friday night. We'll have that award ceremony for Sydney head coach Mike Brzee when they take on this very good-looking, hot streak Delhi Bulldogs team. And a turnover here on Tristan Olsen as he tried to take it to the rim and traveled. With a minute 35 to go, fourth quarter, Delhi 75 and Unitigo 40. Post-game show coming up in just a couple of minutes as they'll walk it back down the floor. Michael Young is in the game now for Unitigo. Left side, Noah Blake, and into the corner for Ennis, and he was able to dish one off for Tyler Stein, and Stein was fouled. Was he shooting a two or a three? That's the question over there in the corner. Again, a doubleheader here tonight for Coaches versus Cancer. We were glad to be here. All the funds tonight will stay in Delaware County for the American Cancer Society. So that's a great cause, as the first shot here for Tyler Stein is no good. The girls' game was a classic tonight, with Delhi winning on a last-second buzzer beater, pretty much, from Olivia Wakin to win 46-45. This will be a three-shot foul. Tyler Stein makes his second shot. Boys' game has been a little bit different, with Delhi on top 75-41 with a minute 25 left. And the last shot here is off the mark and no good for Tyler Stein. Rebound for Shambaugh of Delhi. And back up the floor they come with a minute 20 to go. Left side, a pull-up jumper for Hillis. Left it short. Rebound is on the floor, knocked out of bounds, and will stay with Delhi. So the ball out of bounds will stay with the Bulldogs. Mike Griswold will inbound it as we come up on a minute to go here in the fourth quarter. We'll find Tristan Olsen at the top of the key. Olsen now into the corner. Little pump fake for Shambaugh. Steps up. Shot is off the mark and no good. Ball is loose on the rebound. We're going to have a foul underneath. This will be a foul on Unitigo's Tyler Stein. And so Mike Griswold underneath the bucket will inbound the basketball once again. And into the corner. As we hit 1 minute to go here in the fourth quarter. In the paint now for Chris Hillis as Delhi continues to work it around. They try to pass it down low. It's intercepted here by Tyler Ennis. And Unitigo up the floor with Michael Young. Young at the top of the key. Young lost control of it. Now dishes into the corner for Noah Blake. Spots up for three. Left it short. Rebound here for Griswold of Delhi with 35 seconds left. Griswold up the floor. They'll try a three ball from the far side, and that one is up and good for Tristan Olsen with 30 seconds to go. Shot clock is off. Delhi leads 78-41. And inside here for Tyler Stein. He spots up for two, can't get it to go. And the Delhi boys are going to earn a big-time victory here tonight, and the Bulldogs will sweep Coaches versus Cancer Night. The girls winning earlier tonight 46-45. And it looks like the boys are going to come away with a 78-41 victory over Unitigo. Post-game show coming up on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance, proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back one last time here to Delaware Academy tonight. Our final score, the Delhi boys winning 78-41 over the Unitego Spartans here. And so they win both games tonight of the Coaches versus Cancer ball games here at Delaware Academy. All the funds will go to the American Cancer Society and will stay in Delaware County. So it was a great contest here tonight. 46-45 was our girls game earlier tonight with the Delhi girls coming out on top. Boy, that was a nail biter, and the fans, everybody was really into it here. Olivia Wakin hitting the game winner with 3 seconds left. The boys game a little more lopsided tonight with Delhi coming out on top 78-41. Let's do our post-game score summary here. First for Delhi, 16 points apiece for Christian Aloisio and for Alex Haight. So 16 apiece there, 12 for Connor Akins, 10 for Nate Kraft, 6 for Mike Griswold, 4 for Tyler Bruce, and 4 for Tristan Olson tonight in the victory for Delhi. On the other side for Unitego, 11 points from Dean Reed, 8 from Zach Carey, 5 from Cooper Thayer, 4 from Noah Hatala, 3 from Tyler Ennis, 2 from Noah Blake, Cody Smith, Andy Sheldon, and Tyler Stein with 1. Let's do our awards now here, folks. First up, it's our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Let's give that award tonight to Christian Aloisio from Delhi, 16 points. Thought he was just tremendous out there and really got off to a great start tonight offensively. So he's our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner. Next is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. Want to give that tonight to Alex Haight, 16 points for Delhi. I thought it was his steals early in the game, which led to a lot of easy transition layups, and that was huge. So Alex Haight from Delhi, our Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award winner tonight. Finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season. Happy to cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that to Dean Reed tonight from Unitego, a team-high 11 points for the Unitego Spartans senior leader. So he is our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner tonight. We'll do the Lance Thomas licensed real estate salesperson Benson Agency Award. Lance is kind enough to sponsor this award for us this year, and we choose a player of the game from every game that we're at during the week, and then at the end of the week we will choose from that list a player of the week, and that player will receive a special prize from Lance Thomas, who's a licensed real estate agent with the Benson Agency in Oneonta. And let's give that tonight, let's see here. Boy, a lot of tough choices here. We're going to give that to Connor Akins tonight. 12 points. He is our player of the game from the Lance Thomas Benson Agency Award. You know, we gave Aloisio award. He had 16. Haight with an award. He had 16. So we'll give Connor Akins the award there tonight. Brought to you by Lance Thomas, licensed real estate agent for the Benson Agency in Oneonta. Finally, our last award tonight is brought to you by Jake's Deli in Otego. It's time for the Jake's Deli Extra Effort Award. Of course, Jake's is on Main Street in Otego. This award will be presented during all Unitego games on CDO this season. Jake's Deli, of course, on Main Street in downtown Otego. Stop in for one of their famous subs. They offer all the chips, drinks, cold cuts, and groceries you need. The winner of this award gets one free sub at Jake's Deli. We will give that to Dean Reed tonight. I think he certainly deserves 11 points. Was really good on the glass, so he will be our Jake's Deli Extra Effort Award winner tonight. Enjoy your free sub at Jake's Deli to Dean Reed of Unitego. That's going to do it. Our final score again here tonight for the boys, 78-41. The Delhi boys come out on top. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our Main Street Sydney studios for hanging out tonight for our doubleheader game. The Delhi girls win earlier tonight, and the Delhi boys win the nightcap. So join us on Friday. I'll be in Sydney, and so it'll be the Delhi boys taking on the Sydney Warriors with a 7:15 tip-off and a 7:05 Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Be safe out there, folks. Thanks for listening tonight, and have a great night from CDO Sports.